Today, you set the dial and give it a pull, and water rushes into the washing machine. Even in the most rural areas of South Dakota, for the most part, this is the way we wash our clothes. But water is a dear commodity, sometimes hard to find out on the prairie, and settlers often had to go literally to great lengths to find it.
Our water well was about a football field in length away from our house.
Leroy Flagg's dad grew up on the west edge of North Dakota's Red River Valley. He says his family found water veins by witching with a forked willow branch, and they drilled straight down.
When my mother said, "Roy, we need water, I'm washing clothes tomorrow," and that meant about 10 trips back and forth between the well and the house, carrying pails of water and dumping them into the boiler, which was placed on the wood and coal cook stove in our kitchen.
We had a small spring, and that was a mile and a half from the house.
Jan Rasmussen says her family relied on a team of horses to transport water for their household.
My father rigged up a tank on a wagon, pumped up the water from the spring, brought it back to the house, and they had built a cistern. So then they pumped it out into the cistern, and then it was available in the basement for our electric washing machine.
Rasmussen's family homesteaded in Millett County in 1914. Not all settlers had electricity as quickly.
We simply had a washboard.
Arletta Allen Daly grew up at Struhl, South Dakota, in the middle of Perkins County.
The washing machine was just simply a tub, and you started with the white clothes and the colored clothes and blah, 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 blah. And the last thing was my dad's clothes he wore.
Once the gas motor was invented, families didn't have to wait for electricity to have a washing machine.
And I can still hear that boom, 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 that steady cadence of that single-engine Maytag motor.
Leroy Flagstad says a gas-powered washer required venting, letting in flies in the summer and cold air in the winter.
It spewed out very oily, white exhaust smoke, which went out of the kitchen through a flexible metal hose that laid across the floor and out through a crack in the door.
Oh, white or white, pink or pink.
This bold commercial promising purpler purples sounds dated. And remember Does?
It's the soap in Does that doesn't.
Leroy Flagstad tells of a more complicated laundry soap time in history.
My mother made the lye soap, which was a combination of a box of lye with some water carefully stirred into it and then added to animal fat, which for us on our farm was lard.
Flagstad says it took a few weeks for the chemical reaction to turn the concoction into hard soap, which his mother cut up into bars. On laundry day, she shaved flakes into the wash water.
It's better than clean, better than white. My laundry's bright, bright. Bold, extra power, gets clothes bright. I'm sold on bold.
I knew a lot of the church songs, so I would go out and get the clothes, and I would bring them in singing, "Bringing in the sheets, bringing in the sheets."
Amen, sister.
Arletta Daly, as well as other panel members, remembers line-drying laundry, even in the winter, when frozen clothes had to be brought in off the line to finish drying inside the house. And then, Daly says, the real work started.
And everything had to be ironed. And we learned to iron at a very early age. Every handkerchief had to be ironed, even my dad's underwear.
Pioneers used a sad iron, sad in this sense, meaning solid, not morose, that was heated over a fire or on a wood stove. And later there were gas irons using white gas, which audience member Russell Frink describes as instruments of potential calamity.
If you did not heat the generator sufficiently when you turned on the throttle, you could have a lot of liquid gas pouring down on the iron board, which, of course, was bad news. Anyway, it was a kind of a thrilling deal to light that thing off.
There are people who have returned to using some of these old laundry techniques, not so much gas irons, of course, but some of the more benign functions. There's a movement to prevent neighborhoods, towns, and states from prohibiting the line drying of clothes. There's even a film about it called Drying for Freedom.
They'll just have to pry the clothespins out of my cold, dead hands.
There are recipes online for those who want to make their own laundry detergent. Remember Fels Naphtha and washing soda? They still exist. Technology accommodates everything. every laundry philosophy these days, even for those of us who get wrinkles out of clothes by throwing them back into the dryer with a damp towel. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.
I'll get even with that Betty Clark. Just wait. The nerve to say my wash was second rate. I'm sorry, Janie, but I'm right. You're wrong, Betty. My wash is